Well, I know nothing really gets the blood pumping than a good discussion about sales tax in the morning, so I hope to be able to continue that. I appreciate Natalie's comments, and to her I would say, as a representative of brick-and-mortar retail stores, we don't perceive bloggers as being the enemy on this particular issue as well. There are a lot of numbers thrown around as it relates to this. I want you to remember just three. Three numbers is all I ask you to remember. And they are 200, 63, and 326. 200 million is the amount that goes uncollected each year in on online purchases. When you look at, and Natalie referred to this in her presentation, the online growth rate, if you look at it over 5 years, we're projecting that that is going to grow about 63%. That means that our $200 million problem in today's dollars in 5 years is $326 million and continuing to grow on that path. We have got to have a solution to this problem. One of the potential solutions that was put up on the board was the federal government is going to solve this problem. They need to solve this problem. I would say that if you are buying that, they are probably just a little bit less likely to voluntarily surrender back all of our federal lands as they are to act on this issue. They've been claiming that they are going to act on this issue for the past decade and a half. We have been on the precipice of some sort of a federal solution for 15 years. The federal government has no incentive to rush to solve this problem. I am grateful for our congressional delegation. I'm grateful for Representative Chaffetz, who has picked up the banner with the Remote Transaction Parity Act back in Washington, which I think poses a real workable solution to this problem. But the fact of the matter is, it just seems as if the federal government's ability to do nothing is relatively unbounded. There is no pressing issue there. So with that said, and I think that there are a lot of parallels between this issue and the federal lands issue. In a moment, I want to address the Amazon approach to potentially firing affiliate marketers and behaving like a bully does, the kind of individual that is angry and they're going to take their ball and go home, and acting much the way that the federal government does in the context of our federal lands. So as far as this being solved by the federal government, I think retailers are 100% in support of that. We are working towards that end, but we are realistic about what the outlook is for that potential solution. There were a number of issues that were raised, and I just want to touch on those. I know that we're very tight on time, but I want to touch on some of those issues. One of those issues is the constitutionality of HB 235, which, quite frankly, is a state solution where states have attempted to try to solve this problem. States are doing it in the best way that they know how. This is a bill, HB 235 is patterned after the New York affiliate nexus bill. So the issue of Illinois was brought up, and this bill is not patterned after the Illinois bill. This HB 235 was specifically patterned after the New York affiliate nexus bill because that bill has been battle-tested in the courts and has been upheld. So as far as the constitutionality of this, at least in a circuit, one of the federal circuits, this has been upheld as constitutional. And so we tried to pattern the bill as closely as we could after that. It does two simple things. It redefines what contact or nexus with the state is. And then 235 did something that I think was really important. And much of this came at the urging of the Taxpayers Association, is it did it in a revenue neutral way. These funds, when gathered, would be used to reduce the overall sales tax rate, or in essence, provide a sales tax cut for consumers out there, and thus stimulating the economy even further. So anyone that is hearing that in some way this is a tax increase, number one, it is not a tax increase. It is a tax that is due and payable right now. Number two, the way that HB 235 was structured, even if you believed this was a tax increase, the proceeds were, by the statute, would have been required to reduce the overall sales tax rate. Thus, I'm not sure how it could ever be considered a tax increase. So please don't fall prey to out-of-state dollars that come in and fund campaigns to try to frame this issue in the context of taxing the internet. This is clearly not taxing the internet. We're looking for a way to streamline the tax collection process on a tax that is already due and payable. A number of Utah businesses were put up on the board. I want to make it very clear, HB 235 would not impact any business who had physical nexus here in the state. The Overstocks of the world would be completely unimplicated by HB 235 because they're already collecting and remitting because of their physical presence here. I also want to reference some of Natalie's numbers just to put these in context for you. She mentioned that there are 10,000 of these affiliate marketers out there, and it's generating about $2.2 million in income. That's $220 a year per job. We have retailers that are out there, brick-and-mortar retailers that are suffering and providing jobs to people that pay real wages, that have benefits associated with them. As far as the issue of Amazon, throwing down the card that we will discharge all of our affiliate marketers, for that, I think that we have a huge amount of sympathy for the affiliate marketers. I am sorry that you have to work with a company that at the first time that things don't go their way, they threaten to fire you. I guess my plea to the affiliate marketers would be, come join the brick-and-mortar retail community. We have affiliate marketing programs. We want to be real partners with you. We will truly partner with you. We're not going to discharge you the first time that things don't go our way. Come participate in that community that is here paying property taxes, collecting and remitting sales taxes, supporting the local community out there. I want to ask you all to think, when was the last time that you saw a Boy Scout troop that was sponsored by by Amazon, or a food bank donation that came from that community? I think that we need to really take a long look at what the policy implications are. The final thing that I would mention to you is, let's look at what has happened in other states again when this has passed. California was referenced. It's true that Amazon cut loose the affiliate marketers to begin with. Today, Amazon remits in that state and has rehired all of their affiliate marketers. Same deal in North Carolina and Minnesota, and the list can go on and on. I think that the typical tactic is to throw down the card of, we are going to let these people go. it then becomes a gateway to them eventually collecting and remitting and rehiring, and a year or two later, all of those affiliate marketers are back participating in that program again. But I can't emphasize enough, we want to work with the affiliate marketers to see how we can improve our programs to better help them achieve their objectives. And so we would ask to join with them to find a solution. Once again, $200 million, a 63% growth rate on that. And in 5 years, we're going to be looking at a $326 million hole. We must do something when you look at the long-term policy implications of this issue. Thank you.